Welcome to Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. Each of the seven cosmic rays have massive life force with qualities of consciousness. Understanding these seven rays can give us insight into the diversity of human nature and consciousness. By recognizing the prominent rays within ourselves and others, we can gain a deeper understanding of our strengths, weaknesses, spiritual potential, and the seven rays can be used in our spiritual development, healing practices, and support our personal growth, self-awareness, and create harmonious relationships. Today, we'll explore the essence of each cosmic ray, the Chohan, or spiritual leader of each ray, and the archangel associated with it, and the spiritual teachings and practices that are inspired within the energy of each ray. So let's dive in and get dimensional. The teaching of the seven rays was popularized by Alice Bailey, H.P. Blavatsky, and Ernest Wood. These teachers gave us modern scientific theory of the energy of the rays. However, this information can be traced back into ancient religious teachings. From the Vedas to the Bible, we can find lots of hidden teachings and symbologies which represent the seven rays. The seven rays represent different qualities and spiritual energy that can shift our consciousness. These rays are like a giant prism that shine down on us. Every human has this invisible crown on their head. And every day, one of the cosmic rays hits a point in the crown on our head. And so we can pull in the energy, the vibration of those rays, and it can really support us in being higher frequency if we can connect to them. So today I'm going to talk about the day that each ray is shining upon us, the ruler or leader of that ray, and the angel that you have an opportunity to work with. And then we'll just go through each one, and you can see if any of the rays feel, more familiar, or you feel them deep within your being. And if you do, it's likely that your I Am presence and different aspects of yourself are working on that ray or with that ray on your purpose. Every one of us, our I Am presence, which is that highest aspect of our being, lives or works, I'll say, in one of the spheres or rays and carries a specific essence that is supporting us while we work on the earth plane towards our goals or in our purposes. And understanding where you are and what ray you're working with can be really advantageous. And you may feel comfortable with several rays. And the reason that is because you may have spent many lifetimes working in one ray and then shifted to another ray because they all have different essences. And each of these rays carry different virtues and have different traits. And eventually we will work through all these different rays. Whether your I Am presence is working on a ray or not, you can still use the energy of that ray to support you in healing and self-empowerment if it's something that you're really looking for in your life, and just pull in the energy of that ray on the day that it's the strongest to support you in getting things shifted and working on your purpose. Let's start with the first ray. The first ray pours down on us on Sundays. And it is the color blue. It's associated with strength, leadership, courage, and determination. It also activates our throat chakra. The person who's overseeing, or the ascended master who's overseeing and, has the leadership role of that ray is El Moira. And El Moira is a master of great will and determination. He is the head council of the Great White Brotherhood and supports courage, power, self-reliance, and holds the integrity of universal spiritual laws. Let's talk about what the blue ray itself brings us so that we can know how to incorporate it into our lives. One of the strongest things that I use the blue ray for is faith. It carries a vibration of faith and positive decision making. So if you're weaving back and forth about a decision and you aren't sure or you feel unsafe, pull in that blue ray and help bring in some faith to support you in making a positive decision. It also has psychic protection. It helps ground us and it supports us in achieving self-awareness. It's got really positive energy. It is there to help strengthen our willpower and find our soul's purpose. If you're doing a meditation and you call in Ascended Master El Moira and ask him to support you in shielding any negative energy and to support you in staying committed to your healing, growth, and learning, he'll definitely come in and support you with that. And also Archangel Michael is associated with this ray. For those of you who aren't familiar with Archangel Michael, he's the angel of truth and justice and also protects us. He is the angel that I use often if I need to clean off my energy field because I feel like I've picked up all these Anka cords from people and just being out in the world. So I call in Archangel Michael when I'm just really too tired at night to do my own work and spend time cleaning off my aura. I'll just ask him for his support and he'll help clean me off before I go to sleep at night. So Sunday is the blue ray. And the thing I want to mention about each ray, to tune in and pull that energy in, one of the things that you can do is wear the color of that day. People who know me maybe never made this association, but on Sundays, I always wear the color blue and I make crystal bracelets for myself and any blue stones. So if you're working with crystals, any blue stones that you want to wear on that day will help support the rays from coming in. It'll help support the rays to come in and give you more energy. And that is the same for every ray and every color. So as I go through the rays, just remember that you can use crystals related to the color of that ray to help pull in the energy. And just by using the crystals, what we're doing is we're acknowledging, oh, it's the yellow ray today. So today I'm going to wear my citrine and yellow jade bracelet, or today I'm going to wear a yellow t-shirt and I'm going to honor the information coming in from that ray. Speaking of yellow, that's the second ray of love and wisdom. And that ray comes in on a Monday. It has qualities of compassion, understanding, wisdom. This is the ray that supports us in illumination. And the Ascended Master who's dedicated and supporting that ray is Lord Lanto. And he mastered balance of wisdom and love. He was so tuned into his spirituality that he achieved something no one had done before through persistent prayer, meditation, and staying in a constant state of divine with his I Am presence, he began to emanate a visible golden glow. This ray is associated with crown chakra. If you're working with the crown chakra, focus on Mondays and the yellow ray. The yellow ray helps us focus and concentrate on our purpose, our dedication to our soul's purpose. And this is a ray that can bring in happiness and joy for life. It supports us in our perception of the abundance of wealth, staying in tune to ourself. This is the ray that helps us with our self-respect and self-worth. The archangel related to this ray is Jophiel. I haven't really spent much time working with this angel. However, I do work with the yellow ray often, and I work with all beings on the yellow ray. So when I'm working with it, I ask any being who can support me in illumination and wisdom to come in and help me. And so who knows who will show up? Sometimes it's an archangel, sometimes it's Lord Lanto, and sometimes it's just other beings who are on that ray and who are tuning into your vibration. So that's the yellow ray on Monday. The third ray comes in on Tuesday, and it's the pink ray. It's associated with love and creativity, adaptability, and resourcefulness. Paul the Venetian, who was actually from Venus, is very artistic. And so this ray allows us to tap into our creativity, our artistic expression, our mental agility. It will help us develop creative talents that we may not have tuned into if we don't vibrate at a specific level. Venus is a planet that radiates harmony and divine love. And having a Venusian monitoring that ray or leading that ray really does help us bring in that divine love, beauty, grace from that planet. It can help us activate our heart. So this is the heart chakra ray. The archangel related to this ray is Archangel Shamuel. I love Archangel Shamuel. I probably use him a lot and sometimes feel bad because if you ever lose anything, you can call on him to help you find it. So sometimes I feel a little bit bad. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't call the angel in to help me just find my car keys, but I really have to go and be somewhere at a certain time. I'll call him in and I'll say, please support me in locating whatever it is, my pendulum, my keys. And usually within 5 minutes, I will find it. And sometimes it feels like you just thought of where they were. However, when you find them in bizarre places, you know that that angel is definitely helping you. And Shamuel helps me with a lot of other things as well. Again, the pink ray on Tuesday, divine love, compassion, creativity, and wear pink, heart chakra stuff. Any heart chakra crystals will work. Let's move on to Wednesday, which is the white ray day. The Chohan of the White Ray is Serapis Bey, who is associated with spiritual equilibrium, overcoming internal conflicts. He's a little bit of a disciplinarian. He teaches us how to eliminate negative blocks through the threefold flame, which is activated in the heart. It's a sacred trinity of love, wisdom, and power. And we all have this flame within our hearts. Sometimes when I'm doing Reiki on somebody, I'll increase the vibration of the love, power, and wisdom in their heart and really help them open up to those qualities. Serapis Bey was from Atlantis, and he is currently in Luxor, Egypt. In another vibration or another reality, sometimes I take my Merkaba there and I go to that dimension and work with him. Again, he supports us in having iron will and determination towards our increasing vibration, removing negative block, removing lower vibration attachments. If you need to break addiction or get rid of dark forces, this is also the root chakra day. So Wednesday, the white ray supports anything related to our root chakra. This is the ray that you want to connect to help control your cravings, to have a healthy lifestyle, even for weight loss or, again, breaking addictions. Serapis Bay can teach you how to work harmoniously, not only within your own being, but with others. If you're having challenges with other people, he can help you be pure of heart and dissolve these challenges. The archangel related to this ray is Archangel Gabriel, and wearing white or using white gemstones can support you in bringing in that ray. The fifth ray is the green ray, which vibrates and comes to us on Thursdays, and it supports the third eye and the third eye activation. It has the qualities of intellectual curiosity. It's a science ray, but it's also a healing ray. So this ray can excel in science, education, research, technology. I love the green ray. I tend to bring it in when I'm doing healing on myself or others because it is associated with healing as well as science. And for those who know me, you know I'm very science-based in the things that I teach and do. The master of this ray is Hilarion. And Hilarion was believed to guide individuals for the quest of truth, wisdom, understanding in the fields of science, education, and philosophy. Hilarion is a beautiful, wonderful being and will support you if you need any type of healing or you want to send healing to other people. The archangel related to this ray is Archangel Gabriel, and I have spent many, many years working with Archangel Gabriel. This ray will help you heal on multiple levels, find balance, try and keep you open-minded, and allow you to make decisions with your heart. Hilarion supports people by using this ray to help restore our wholeness through healing the mind, body, and spirit on all levels. If you're looking for a connection between science and religion or science and spirituality, this is the ray you want to work with. This ray works with religious leaders, missionaries, healing practices, engineers, computer and space technology, mathematics, or mathematicians, I guess you'd say, and communication. It's also a huge ray for healing and healing modalities. I often bring in the green ray when I'm doing spiritual healing or energy work on people. That's the green cosmic ray on Thursdays. Wear some green or work with some green gemstones, and that'll support you in bringing that in stronger. Lady Nada often comes in with roses. When she shows up, she usually has roses for me. And really supports us in anything, any struggles with pain, if we're in abusive situations, if we feel disempowered. She helps us balance the yin-yang, injustice, and healing the four bodies. So it's not just her, it's the ray that's bringing in all these healing qualities. And because she identifies with this ray, she oversees it. The archangel related to this ray is Archangel Uriel. And my I Am Presence is on this ray. And a lot of people who have become ministers or facilitators, teachers, who have a deep connection to their spiritual awakening and raising frequency and their purpose of supporting others are on this ray. This ray is kind of like Christ consciousness, I guess, is the best way I can define it. So again, this is Friday. It's the ruby, so it's not red. It's more of a purpley reddish color mixed in with gold. And it's on Friday. So tune into that ray if you want to have a deeper understanding of your spiritual connection to all that is. And the seventh cosmic ray shines on Saturday. And this is violet. This ray is associated with ritual, manifestation, spiritual practice, ceremonies. Saint Germain, who is my main guide, is on this ray, and he teaches us how to harness our spiritual energy, how to work with the divine laws of the universe, how to manifest intentions and focus our energy through ceremony and ritual to be able to manifest. Saint Germain was an alchemist, and this ray is all about alchemy. He gave us the violet flame, which is the flame of freedom, and helps the world in its transmutation. It helps remove karma. I do the violet flame decree every night before I go to sleep. For years, I did it around the whole planet. I do it around myself every single night. That's how I fall asleep. And it helps transmute anything negative. It's the ray of mercy, alchemy, freedom, justice, sacred ritual, renewal of life force, and new energies. I highly recommend that you look up the violet flame, and I'll leave a link for the violet flame decree. And if you visualize this beautiful violet flame surrounding you and do the decree, it will help you make your spiritual transformation easier. Archangel Zadkiel is the angel of this ray. This is the ray of New Age teachings and employing alchemy, bringing in the things that you want to manifest. I love this ray. I wish my I Am Presence lived on it. However, it does not. So if you connect with this ray, it's Saturdays, and you can use any violet crystals or wear the color purple or violet. The easiest way to connect with these rays and to connect with the beings on these rays is just to sit quiet, tune in, and do an I Am Presence meditation. When you get to the I Am Presence level, and I will put the I Am Presence meditation in the link below, when you get to that level, that's when you pull in those beings. And just imagine holding hands. So you're holding hands with Archangel Zadkiel and Saint Germain, and you're pulling in the violet ray, and just stay at that level and talk to them and tell them what you need help with. That's the easiest way to do it. And again, if you connect with them on the days specific to the rays, it'll just increase it and be a little bit stronger. I encourage you to do some research on the violet ray and all of the rays. There's some information online that is off around the different chakras. And the violet ray, I think I forgot to mention, is associated with the sacral chakra. The information online is very, very odd and different. And so I have been working with the cosmic rays since God was a child, just joking, for over 30 years. I highly recommend working with them. And these are the colors and the days. So try not to get too confused with all the other stuff online. You can look up each of the Chohan and each of the angels if you feel connected to a specific ray that you want to work with, and get some more information, maybe print a picture of them and hold them in your space. as we integrate these rays into our lives, we remember that we are divine channels for light and we're vessels of cosmic consciousness. So honor the rays and the unique gifts and qualities of each ray. Embody the highest virtues of love, wisdom, harmony, so that you can be in service to yourself and to the world at large. I want to thank you for joining me in this illuminating journey through the cosmos and the magical rays. This is Getting Dimensional. I'm your host, Carol Amaya Lefebvre. May the wisdom of the seven rays continue to guide and inspire you on your path to spiritual awakening and enlightenment.